Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
We had a very scary situation here at our studio. One of our employees had a brain aneurysm. He's going to be okay, but he's going to be out for a couple of weeks.
Yes, and that's one of my fears is brain aneurysms.
You know, have you ever seen the movie Kick-Ass?
I have not, but my husband loves it.
It's a great comic book movie. But in the beginning of it, the kid's mom dies at the breakfast table, has a brain aneurysm, and just like that's the thing with some of that stuff. Like you just go, it's like black holes. Like we don't know what those things are. We don't know if one's going to show up or not and swallow our planet. It sucks. Like there's things that you can't control. About you can eat right. You know, you can take care of yourself. Don't smoke. Yes. Don't drink too much. Don't do this. But then when something like that happens. Hell, man, I lived a healthy life. Why did that happen to me?
And not to start off our Friday episode on a kind of Debbie sometimes. Downer, but you know what's kind of weird? Speaking of like the black hole and when it's your time, it's your time. Mm. So yesterday, I was just scrolling through some of our today's Q106 Insta stories, and then I landed upon Maren Morris's Insta story. And she was saying, rest in peace to this young-looking woman. I'm like, oh, I wonder who that is. And she tagged the name. So I clicked over to the person's name to see who she was. She was an up and rising country star, writer. And on her Insta story, this woman's Insta story, I'm going to have to find her name because I want to show my respects to her. But it was kind of eerie. She was talking about how she was on her way to this festival that she used to go to with her dad and her family. And pretty much everybody in her family's now passed. And she had pulled over on the side of the street, and you could tell she had been crying. She's like, I apologize, I've been crying. But let me tell you guys, I was on my way after driving like 20-plus hours to this festival and thinking of my dad and my sister and memories of me being in this back seat, and a herd of cows just came out of nowhere. And that was like a family memory. So she was thinking, you know, maybe it's my dad and sister saying hi. That was her Insta story 20 hours before she died in a car accident.
Oh, my God. See, that's the thing is...
It's like, what is happening?
Life is fleeting, and that's why, you know, and we all do this. You can't take any day for granted. You
know, her like, name is Kylie Rae Harris.
Kylie Rae Harris. Yeah, that's so you know, you never know. That. Like, you know, I drive around a lot. I got to go to the Dells this weekend. I hope I'm going to make it home on Sunday.
I know.
You know, but there are chances where these things happen all the time, and it can be you. So you got to love life when you get a chance to. You can't live in fear of these things because you never know. When it's your time, it's your time. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Go live life to its fullest and go to that Packers game. If you've never, I've never been to a Packers game. It's on the bucket list.
I've been to a preseason game. They used to play one game in Camp Randall. So it was the last year they did that, and Brett Favre was there. Whoa. So I was in the tunnel or next to the tunnel when he came running out. So I was about 20 feet away from Favre, and and you got to see the Packers play that way, but I've never been to a professional football game. I've never even been to a Badger game. I've never been to a college game, never been to a Badger basketball game. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't done that I still would like to do.
Are you going to a Badger football game this season?
I don't have any plans to. I'm not opposed to it, but I mean, not opposed to it in the aspect of I don't want to sit that close to other people. That doesn't seem very appetizing. I don't want to rub thighs with a bunch of random strangers and sit in those uncomfortable seats. I always say, I'm sorry, the best seats in the house are at my house because I can watch the game on the television. But I would not be opposed to it if someone gave me tickets. But I wouldn't go out of my way and buy tickets. I don't buy tickets for those kind of things.
Yeah.
If someone, if Super Dave said, hey, I got an extra pair of tickets, would you like to go? What the heck? I'll go. You know, I'll go stay for a couple quarters, but I'm probably going to leave before the game's over. Got to beat the rush, you know what I mean?
So we call this victory tax today's episode because Packers won, but we're feeling it. So one thing I really miss, here's something. Everybody's like, oh, what do you miss about San Diego? I miss the time zone, being able to watch a game starting at 5:20. And then on Sunday mornings, no lie, it would be a 10 a.m. game as opposed to noon here.
Sunday night. Awesome. Sunday night football, exactly. It starts early and then it goes. I loved it. So you can go to bed. Yeah, so I didn't think about that.
I know. So yeah. That's something I do miss.
That, yeah, and that's what the victory tax is. That's also when you bet against your team and they win. It's a victory tax.
But I gotcha.
This is, hey, we stayed up late and watched the Packers. They did win. Little stinko there.
I went to bed after I posted stuff to social media, and I'm sitting next to my husband watching the game. He's like, "You're not even watching the game." I'm like, "I have to get these photos of Matt Stell up on Facebook so everybody can share it."
No, I was going to edit the video because we got some video and stuff, but I went, "No, I worked this morning. I worked on the boat."
Yeah,
I know. Oh, you're on a boat, but still work. I got to be friendly-ish. Kind of was.
Did you like how I said manners after? You're like, "Hey, we're coming down there. Can you move?" And I said, "Please."
Oh, no, I did not say, "Can you move?" I did not say that. I said something along those lines, but I wasn't mean about it. But if you're standing there looking at me like a deer in the headlights, get out of the way.
Talent coming through.
Not at all. No regular person coming through. Get the hell out of my way. I don't deal well with drunk people. This person wasn't drunk, but I've been dealing with drunk people. That's one of the only things like that I really go on anymore. I don't go on a lot of party buses anymore. The way there, lots of fun. The way back, nah. I don't want to deal with that. I do not deal with drunk people very well. And I also don't, and I had a run in with this, and he turned out to be a really nice guy, but I had a run in with gives you crap guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like gives you crap guy. I've had enough of gives you crap guy.
Do you remember what he said? Like, what kind of, was he giving you crap right away, about the show or
no,
about
it was
your
something
beard?
About me. Right away when I stepped onto the boat, he dug into me.
Okay.
And I walked over to him and I said, "You're give you crap guy, aren't you?" Except that wasn't the word I used.
I like you saying that, though.
Yeah, and I can recognize
give
that
you
guy.
Give you crap guy.
You know, but I didn't use that word.
Yes.
And he goes, yeah. And I went, great. Well, cut that boop boop out with me.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then we shook hands and he bought me a drink and we had a nice time after that. You know, but.
Wow, that's really nice.
That's the thing is, like, if we, and I've said this before on the podcast, if we just meet and the first thing you do is insult me, we're not going to have a good time together. So don't do that. You don't have to walk up and kiss my ass, but don't insult me. Like, that's, you know, like, we don't know each other.
Right.
So I'm not going to spend 2 hours of you constantly poking me with
the
fork.
And he thinks it's funny, but a lot of people don't.
He's,
so you just called him out like, hey,
he's a big personality guy. He's the life of the party. I get that.
Yeah.
But I want to let him know, like, where I stand on that. We're not going to do that, brother. You know, like, you're on my boat right now. Like, it's we're gonna be nice to me is what we're going to do. We're going to have fun. We're going to joke around. But you're not going to sit there and poke me with a fork the entire time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well,
but
good.
Everyone on the boat was a lot of fun, but you know, when you get people get sipping, you know, sometimes I tell them, get out of the way.
I liked one of them at the end. They're like, "Oh, my friend's drunk." I'm like, it's okay. I knew what her profession was, so I'm like, she deserves a night of drinking. Like, just let her have a good time.
That's nowhere near the drunkest we've ever had. We've had some people that couldn't even hold their heads up at the end of the... Yeah, it's like, hey...
I know a lot of people were pre-drinking. I don't know. I was like, weren't you guys at work? Where are you coming from?
Well, we had a pre-drink at the bar next there.
I guess so.
You had two drinks before you got on the boat.
But so you know why? Because they were free.
Let's start talking about... Everyone, I had a juice. My name is Steph. I showed up and had a juice and I did a workout. No, you were over there sipping with Matt.
That's right.
Matt knocking out the beers.
Oh man. We are checking in on your comments right now. Today's Q106 on Facebook is how you join our daily podcast conversation. Can I read Eric Bennett's comment? I think it's funny. Can I say that on the podcast? Nothing says I'm alive like rubbing thighs with a stranger.
Well, you know,
Eric?
I'll tell you what, in the right setting, I'm all right with that. You
I'm
know?
Alive!
But, you know,
and now I have AIDS. Crap.
Now I'm all riddled with... Great, now I got to go to the free clinic because I've got that rubbing thighs. I'll tell you what, I'm not opposed to, you know, some thigh rubbing every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? But not at a... You know, like, when we went to go see Eric Church... After you've seen concerts and sweets.
Oh, that's what he means.
Yes.
I was picturing sex.
No, because we were talking. Well, that's what his innuendo is. Because I talked. That's what I said about going to the
being
Badger
so
game.
Crowded
I don't know what we're doing here, so I'm following your lead here, Steph.
Okay.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. We're a little punch drunk from last night. The today's Q106 end of summer cruise. Thanks so much to Tom's Auto Service in McFarland. Mm-hmm. And then the Packer game after that. Today, though, is going to be a delightful day. High of 74. There was a few drops of rain on my windshield when I got up this morning, but I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. It's 65 at 544.
What were you eating last night at your Packers parties? Mm. I brought in some of my husband's chili that he spent 2 days on. He even made a batch just for me because I do not do spicy. So and then he made a spicy batch.
So you don't do spicy at all?
No, nothing? I'm a baby.
Really? You don't
such
like
a wuss.
Get down on a Flamin' Hot Cheeto every once in a while?
No.
Oh, come on, Steph.
Okay, but earlier.
Spice is the variety of life.
You said you don't like knowing how the hot dog is made.
Correct.
But can I break up some of the stuff he put in this chili? Because he spent a lot of money.
Hang on. Are you allowed to do this?
Yes, I asked his permission.
You're giving out his ingredients?
Yeah.
All right, get your
pen. Just a couple.
Get your pen out. Get your pen out.
All right, here it comes. 2.5 pounds center cut brisket, 2 pounds of sirloin, 1 pound of bacon grinded in-house.
Okay.
I was wondering why our grinder was out.
I'm going to give a secret on my chili as well. I've won the chili competition here at Midwest Family Broadcast in the last 3 years in a row, and I've been like second place the 2 years before that. I put bacon in my chili as well. It's salty, it's delicious, and I've never met anyone else that does that. Mm. I love your husband even more. I also have put steak in there. It's a different cut of meat. Mm. Nice job, Brad.
Yeah, some Italian sausage, homemade beef stock. Now, that's what takes him a while. The homemade beef stock. Beer. I like how he does. I saw him taking some of my beer and putting it into this chili.
Now here's the thing. When you're cooking
light
with beer. Okay.
Light beer.
Sometimes like it's a cheap beer that you want. Nothing wrong with cheap beer, but you pour it in there and you don't want to put a stocky beer in there. It's always a cheap beer.
Oh, man. This list keeps going. Should I keep going?
What else we got?
Well, then you got the veggies. The red, green, and orange bell peppers, poblano pepper, jalapeno, habanero in the spicy batch, crushed organic tomatoes, pinto beans, onion, celery, garlic, toasted and ground.
Lost me at pinto beans.
Man.
No kidney beans? No chili beans in there?
No.
Yeah, I have to give them a little bit of something for that. Yeah, the pinto beans, you lose me on that. But other than that, that sounds like a darn good batch of chili.
And
there,
it keeps on going. So later on when you test it, maybe I'll copy and paste it onto our website.
Did you bring me any Fritos?
I did.
You did.
Brad packed Fritos and then sour cream for me because I love sour cream on chili.
I love your husband.
And that's sweet. 97, that is some expensive chili. So we should enter this in my frugal files. He's like, no, this is no joke. I spent some money and some time on this chili.
Whenever I make my chili as well. Now, when I'm making it at home, I don't put the bacon in there or the steak. But if I'm making it for like the chili competition, my chili is expensive as well.
You get what you get.
You know, you put a nice ingredient in, you get a nice product.
And he kept it on purpose. Like he made a big batch. So now he froze some and he'll have it for the next game. So
what I do is I make a big batch and that's all I eat for the next several days. And I'm not even joking. Like I make a vat of it and then I'm just eating chili for about the next 4 days every single meal.
Why don't you freeze some of it?
Because it's so good. I don't want to.
You don't get sick of it?
No. And it's the point too, like I'll pour some into a pot to heat up and then I'm eating the cold chili out of the vat.
Wondering because I'm like, we only have a microwave here. Is that going to ruin the chili? Should I just eat it cold?
Yeah, you can. I don't microwave stuff. We don't have a microwave at home.
Mm-hmm.
And not because, like, I don't like the microwaves. Whatever. We just don't have space in our kitchen. So I was like, forget the microwave. And we haven't had one for 5 years now. We've gotten by. But no, it'll be all right. You just got to kind of go slow and low with that microwave right there.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's where
I screwed up. Don't nuke it.
I know.
Put it on there on high for like, you know, like 3 minutes and it's boiling.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to go a little bit slow on there.
Slow and low.
Yes.
Yeah, so share. I love how people who make chili always like bringing it up. You know, my chili is the best, but he did spend some time on that. So I just wanted to bring it up a little bit.
That's one thing a guy definitely takes pride in is his chili. Like I would say more guys would be willing to fight you if you said something negative about their chili as if you said something negative about their mom. You know, like, you might be right about mom.
Yes.
You say anything about my chili again, and we're throwing down.
Remember when that was such a craze, the yo mama jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Where did those go? Those were fun.
It's 2019. Empowerment. Your mom is just trying her best, okay? You know, you can't make fun of somebody's mom no more.
Oh, wow. You guys are really commenting on chili. I love it. Live feeders, chili party. Yeah, let's do it. Erin says she's too picky for chili. Oh, maybe because there's just too much going on.
Yeah, too many mixed ingredients going on in there.
Gotcha. Helen likes the chili party idea. Let's do it, live feeders.
Sounds good, too. A little chili contest. Something I don't like, and I've seen this a lot on Facebook, it's like you can ask a question, a poll question, and the question is, do noodles go in chili? If you have to ask that, I'm going to need you to get out.
Doesn't it become a stroganoff?
Or a goulash.
Okay, there we go.
Noodles do not go inside chili. Also, speaking of a poll.
Yes?
Totally blown away by the results of this.
What?
The poll that you made.
Oh, I made a poll?
Yes, you made a poll 2 days ago of our desks.
Oh, yes.
Did you see the results of it?
They thought mine was worse, right?
Last time I looked, it was 96-4. Not 96 votes. Well, I mean, it could have been, but it was like 96%. Over 400-500 votes. 96% Steph's desk was worse than mine. And what was weird, the commenters were like, it's a tie, it's a tie, it's a tie. But everyone that was voting, your desk was nasty, Steph. I never win stuff like that.
I think it's because I actually had leftover food in the photo and like five bottles. I had five water bottles, and I'm not a fan of water bottles. I'm trying to like reduce my plastic, so that's why I think I had five water bottles. Because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll reuse them. But see, I'm using a reusable coffee mug today.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I was really surprised by that. I thought
you didn't really have any garbage on your desk. You just had papers and your hats.
Yeah, but you know, crap stuck to the board and a piece of wood. which that's a piece of wood I used to hammer bananas.
Cool.
Banana hammer. You didn't know about my banana hammer?
No, but all I can picture is the banana hammock you're going to wear this weekend, taking the photo. Are you doing the photo?
Well, I don't wear a banana hammock. I'm going completely naked. Why would I wear a banana hammock? That's no fun. No, I'm going to go completely nude. I'm waiting to hear back from John Urban. I keep walking into his house naked. He keeps calling the cops on me.
Jax is going to do a mock photo on the ESPN body issue photo. Yeah, and you're doing Christian Yelich, you think?
I think we are. I talked to him yesterday. I think we're going to go with the one where he's got the bat down. Cool. Because we looked at some of them that are on there, and we're in Brewer country, so we may as well strike where the iron's hot on that one.
So whenever you see Christian Yelich, you'll think of Naked Jackson. Absolutely. That's what we want.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got to brand ourselves somehow here, folks.
Our bodies are very different, and I will say this, I stand by this, and you will see when the photo's there, I have better legs than a professional athlete.
And will John Urban Photoshop, or will he keep it true? He's not going to Photoshop your thigh gap.
There is no thigh gap. My thighs are touching right now as I'm standing here.
Okay. Yeah.
If you see my thigh gap, you're going to be seeing all of my beans, and that ain't happening. You're going to see a little bit of side biscuit that's on there.
The pinto beans and the chili.
Yeah. You're going to see a little bit of side biscuit on there, but it's not going to be anything graphic. Now, I am expecting some people to be angry.
Do you have any butt tattoos?
No.
Oh.
I have nothing from...
You should have said you'll have to wait till next week for the photo. Darn it!
Man.
You gave away the secrets.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about it the front side. Whoa! What's going on there?
We should wrap up right there.
All right.
Thank you guys for having fun with us. Have a great weekend. And thank you for continuing to rate us. Just scroll all the way down on your podcast. Scroll past all the episodes.
Yes.
And then you'll see the 5 stars.
Yeah. And then click all 5 of those stars.
Please.
And then type out a review as well. Be funny if you want.
All good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.